Where do the misfits go when they want to fit in? Cause I'm feeling alone. Where do the oddballs roll and the psychos swim? Cause I want to fit in.
Welcome back to The Everyday Actor. I am your host, Emma Dayton Peterson, and this is episode 4. Thank you so much to everybody who's subscribed, rated, reviewed this podcast. We are creating just such a wonderful little community here, and I'm so glad that we're all part of the Everyday Actor family. This podcast has been keeping me sane during quarantine, and hearing from you guys has just been so great. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Today we get to hear from Sierra Hewerman. This was a really exciting episode for me because Sierra's my first guest that I do not know personally. Alyssa, our guest from episode 2, recommended that I have Sierra on this podcast, and I'm so glad she did. Sierra is a stunt double, an actor, a musician, and just an overall bright light in Hollywood, and I'm so glad I got to meet her. One of the biggest takeaways of this episode is to not be afraid to ask for what you want. And also, community is everything. We also touch upon what to do if you're interested in getting into stunt doubling and what you should have prepared, even if you're not into stunts. And without further ado, here's Sierra. So nice to meet you.
You too.
Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, of course.
So I do just kind of, I mean, it's kind of cool since I don't know you, like we get to do this like fresh little start talk here. So kind of just starting from the beginning, how did you get into acting?
So mine's a bit different than most people, I feel like, but I signed up with Central Casting to do background work. Like, that is where I started. I had my first background job on the Goldbergs, and it was a night shoot, 12 hours, which I had no idea. I had no idea, like, I'd be working for 12 hours from, like, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Like, it was freezing, and I had, like, no idea.
That's crazy. An overnight shoot as like your first thing is rough.
I thought it'd be like a couple hours, like it's going to be a fun little thing. Like, I just had no clue. So that was like my first thing. And I was like, I'm never doing that again. And so after that, I had a second job, and I'm 4'9". So I photo double for kids a lot, or I used to. So my second job, I was photo doubling for a kid in Tim Burton's Big Eyes.
What is that?
And that was like actually a cool, like,
what is photo doubling actually?
Okay, so thank you for asking. I've like been in it so long. I'm like, so basically, like, when there's kids and they can only work 8 hours. And they're in school most of the day. So what a photo double does is like put a wig on, wear the wardrobe, come in, and they shoot the scene from like the backside or the side, never the face. So the kids look like they're still in the scene, but it's actually somebody else because they.
Okay.
Yeah.
So photo doubling always with kids?
Most of the time, but sometimes like adults have them too, if like they like, you know, have another commitment that they need to go to or something. It's really rare. Like, it doesn't happen very much, but it can.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's mainly with kids. So yeah, that was my second job. And that was really fun. Tim came up to me and like introduced himself, and he looked like a hobo. And I was like, who is this guy? Like, what is he doing? And then like later, like in the scene, the other actress who actually, she was photo doubling too. She was an adult photo doubling because I think that day was a pickup day and they originally shot in Hawaii. And they were shooting in LA, and she was Amy Adams photo double.
Okay.
We were in a car. But she was like, isn't it so cool we get to like work with Tim Burton? And I had no idea. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that's who I just, I was like, that's who I just like had a conversation with. I had no idea.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, when you think of these big directors, you think they're going to be fancy schmancy people. And then they're on set just yeah. like everybody else, no, dressed like oh, a hobo.
He looked like a hobo. Like, that's for so sure. Funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he was super nice. So that was my second job. Third job, again, I was auditioning to photo double for a horror film. And sorry, my phone just went off.
That's okay.
And I got that part as a photo double. And I was working every day on that film. I was in prosthetics and I overheard somebody talking, like the directors, and I can't even remember, but they were like, oh, like I overheard that they hadn't cast the part for the girl that I was photo doubling. So I, over the course of like, we were filming every day and I became pretty close with the hair person who was doing my hair every day. And I was like, man, I wonder if there's any way that I could like get that part. And she was like, oh, you totally can. Like, she was like, I'm actually friends with the producer. So she took a picture of me, sent it to the producers. And she was like, talk to the second AD, James Morin. Let them know like that you're interested. And I was like, oh my gosh, like awesome.
How cool.
Yeah. And again, like I was like so new, like this was my third job. Like I thought it was like totally okay to just be like, hey, can I have this part? You know, like I feel like once you work in it a while, like you think it's like those kind of things like aren't okay, but it's totally worth asking people. So I went to the first AD and I was like, hey, like, I heard you guys like haven't cast this role yet. And I'm interested, like I'm kind of doing it already. And he was like, we already know we're on it. You're taken care of. Don't worry. So wow. Yeah. So like I unofficially had the part the entire time, but of course, like, I kind of got taken advantage of, didn't know it at the time, but I worked the whole film, and on the last week of shooting, they bumped me up to the principal role.
Okay, so you didn't get paid as the principal the whole time? Is that what was kind of screwing you over?
Yeah, and I was non-union. I didn't know anything. Like, yeah. And I was in prosthetics every day. I wasn't getting bumps for... you know, like wearing prosthetics or like a wig or anything. When you're union and you're working on shows, you get like extra money for like wearing wigs or like prosthetics or like anything that's like abnormal.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So last week of the film, I was bumped up to principal and was getting paid like a lot more. And that was like my first movie. And it was, it's a film called Ouija. It was number one in box office.
Okay. So I was looking you up. I watched it yesterday. It scared the crap out of me. And I watched it at night, of course.
Oh, okay.
And I had made my boyfriend walk me to the bathroom. I was like, I can't. She's going to come and get me. So it was great. I loved it.
Yeah. So originally, like, I was supposed to be throughout that whole movie. And, like... My makeup got changed like four times probably. And by the reshoots, I ended up only being like at the end of the film, and like doing voiceovers here and there. But yeah, originally, like I was like scattered throughout the movie doing like little pop out jumps and stuff. But
okay.
Yeah. It was really fun, and it was a great first experience. The crew, I'm still like really good friends with all of the crew and the director. And like they call me on other, you know, movies and stuff too when they need any help. But yeah, I made great connections, and I actually like didn't have an agent then. I still don't have an agent. I just like, it's all like connection based for me.
So how did, without an agent, how did you get onto Ouija?
It was like, I think I saw it on the Central Casting Facebook. It was Central Casting because okay. They were looking for a photo double. And then I just happened to be on set long and just ask.
Wow. But yeah, you really never know.
You never know where you come from. And And after I had been working in the industry a while, they call, those same people, they call me back. I did photo doubling and standing in. And what a stand-in is they stand in, act out the scenes, do everything that the actor does while they are setting up lights. And then once everything is set up, the stand-ins go and then the actors do it. a lot of people don't know of that job, but it's actually you have to have stand-ins. It's very important. And they do a lot, and it's, people say oh, it's so easy. They just sit around all day, but they have to act out the scenes and do a lot. So
do you feel when you are doing a stand-in, does it kind of feel like a big exercise in acting?
Yeah. I never went to acting class or never did any of that stuff besides in high school. But I learned so much, from standing in, because at times too, they're handed you the script and they're hey, you need to memorize this, these three pages, you need to memorize this and be off book because you're actually going to do it. Then I would photo double and do it. And that happens more with kids because the kids leave and they're oh no, we weren't expecting that.
They're who here is 4'9" and can.
Yeah, yeah. So that would happen a lot. But yeah, I definitely learned a lot of acting technique just from watching the other actors and then having to do it every time.
So how do you get the stand-in jobs?
Those are through Central Casting as well.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I'm really lucky because I'm 4'9", so I used to get called all the time and have jobs all the time. Then I stopped doing stand-in work because I moved to stunts, which I can talk about too. But
yeah.
So yes, I also am a stunt double for kids. And it's literally one of the best jobs in the entire world. It's so fun. And I actually prefer it over acting just for me, because for me, it's not as much pressure. I don't have to memorize lines. I just go in and fall or something and then it's done. So yeah. But I actually, stunts was really, really hard to get into. And I had been wanting to do it for a very long time. Right after my first acting job in Ouija, I did a little stunts on that. Just acting, and a coordinator would show me how to do things and then I'd do them. But I was I want to do this. It took me 5 or 6 years to get into stunts. And that was because a friend of mine who also does stunts, who's also 4'9", just kept putting my name out there to stunt coordinators. And stunt coordinators are your boss basically for stunt people. And they do the hiring of the stunt person, make sure you look like the actor and are a good match. So finally, after 5 or 6 years, somebody hired me. And then right after that first job, I just kept getting more jobs, luckily. But yeah, that's it's really fun. And yeah, it's hard too.
Yeah, I can imagine. I guess I've never really thought about doing stunts because it's, for me, I guess I'm always thinking of it as being dangerous stunts or super physically demanding that I know I can't do.
Right. And most of the time it is, for sure. I have it a little easier because I do it for kids. So sometimes it is really hard and it's really physically demanding, and kid doubles do just as much as other stunt doubles sometimes. But there are some days where it's like so easy. It's like you just fall, or like sometimes like just riding in a car even. Yeah, there's some easy days and then there's some hard days. I've had to like fall like from heights and stuff. Those for me, like I used to be a gymnast, so it's all like that stuff is like all very natural for me. And then like I, you know, sometimes you get to like go up on a wire and like do things on a wire. And that's really fun for me. Recently I did one in Atlanta where I was, I fell from a tree in a lake and I was 18 feet up in the air in the tree for like hours and hours, just like sitting in a tree. And like my legs fell asleep, my feet fell asleep. And then like, of course, they only use like a minute of it in the show.
Of course.
That was for Dynasty. And that episode came out like a few weeks ago. It's called Up in a Tree. But anyway, so then like my character falls in the lake and is drowning. And the lake was like 56 degrees, so it was really cold.
Oh man.
And it was really cold outside, and I had a wetsuit on still, but then I had like tons of wardrobe over it. I had corduroy pants on, I had heavy shoes on, I had like three jackets on, and I had to like pretend like I was like drowning, and then like two people like came and like saved the character, but I had to like swim like a very far way, like to the like back to the beginning of the lake. And we had to do that like so many times. And that was probably like the hardest stunt I've had to do, because I did not know like how tiring swimming was when it was right. freezing with like tons of clothes on over and over and over again.
That's literally scary.
At the end of it, like I was like, I'm like really drowning in real life right now. Like, I am so freaking tired.
You didn't even have to act anymore. You're yeah. like, I really am dying.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's rough.
Yeah. So that was like, that was a hard one. And other ones have like definitely like been hard, but that was probably like the hardest one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What I love about your story is just everything kind of revolves around the community you built and like yes. all of your connections.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's something I like to emphasize a lot. You can't do this alone. You can't just sit at home all day and submit blindly to things.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know like about anybody else's story, but like I think like the community and like just being a good person, doing a good job, like really caring about your job and being nice to literally everybody, like be nice to everybody. Cause you never know, like I would have never known that the hair person like was friends with the producer. And I just like happened to be talking to her. Cause like, I was like, I started to become really good friends with her. So my advice to people is just like, be really kind to everybody. Everybody has a really important job on set. Nobody is better than anybody else. And yeah, you never know. You never know what can happen. But and the connections are really, really important. Really important. And if you notice, like on like the big movie stars, like they are always working with the same director, always working with the same production company, because it's like it becomes like a little family. And then you like, you stay in the family once you're in the family and they like you. But if you're like kind of like a diva, then like you won't, you know, it's a lot harder to get jobs.
Exactly. It's always interesting when I hear interviews from huge stars and they talk about their first roommates and who they came to LA with. And it's always like other stars because yeah. they help each other along the way.
Yes.
It's so important.
Yeah. Yeah. That, like, yeah, it's really important. There's a new show out on Netflix called Hollywood. Have you seen it?
Yes, I binged it in a day.
Love it. I loved, because it shows both sides of the industry. And honestly, like, yes, the industry can be, like, shitty sometimes. Like, sometimes, like, they don't care about, especially, like, when you're, like, doing the lower level stuff. And I've done everything. Like, I've done background work. I've been an actor. I've done the stunts and the stand-in work. But like, when you're a lower person, like doing like background and like stand-in is kind of like lower too. Well, so they say, but it's not. Like, everybody has a job and it's really important. Like, the background actors are just as important as the actors.
Exactly. Yeah. Could you imagine a movie without anyone in the background?
Yeah.
They are just as important.
Yeah. I forgot what I was saying. It can be really shitty. It can be really shitty. The industry can be really shitty, and you can, like, you can get treated poorly. And, like, again, like, when I was on Ouija, like, I didn't get paid properly until like the very end, and I just didn't know I didn't know, which is fine, and it ended up being a great opportunity and it changed my life, so like, not complaining about it. But if I would have known, like, I would have stood up for myself and been like, hey, like, you get taken advantage quite a bit in this industry too, so it's like really important to stand up for yourself, which is really, it's hard because like they're like, oh, well, we can hire like anybody else. Like, and they did that a lot when I was doing stand in work and photo doubling work. They were like, memorize all these dialogue and be off book. And I'm like, I should be getting paid that technically, like, you're supposed to be getting paid principal rate when you are off book in the scene. But like, they were like, they never like followed those rules, and they were just like, well, we'll just like hire somebody else and then you're out of a job. So that stuff happens. Wow. You kind of get walked over. So there's that side of the industry, which like kind of sucks. There's shitty parts, but there's also these parts, which I love that show Hollywood. It showed the shitty side of the industry, and then it showed like the most wonderful side of the industry, where you come up with your friends. Good people have your back. There are good people and there are bad people everywhere. But like, if you get with the good people and you are just true to yourself and you're a nice person, like, you will be fine. It's just like really about, you know, it's really about finding the people that you click with, and they'll help you and you help them and you make a little family and you stick with them. And it's really
absolutely
nice. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what's beautiful about it, is like, they will help you and they will bring you up any way that they can, you know. And I'm proof of that. Like, the people that I worked with on Ouija, I've worked with them on like several films after that, and they kept hiring me, and I'm very blessed, and they're good friends of mine to this day. So, yeah.
That's great. Well, it's a compliment to your work ethic as well. You know, like, if you do that good work, you are going to keep getting hired.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And yeah, that's very important. Like, just like, do a good job and be grateful for the job that you're doing.
That's true. I like that. Be grateful for what you're doing.
Yeah.
There's going to be times where you're doing nothing. So.
Right. And some, I mean, it's hard. Like, working, being on set, like 12 hours a day for like 6 days in a row, it's like, it's hard work, and it gets tiring, and it gets like, you do get to the point where you're like, oh, I don't want to be here. Like, the magic kind of starts to go away once you've been working in it for a while, and you kind of catch yourself like complaining. And then I think it's really important to like keep perspective and like realize like how grateful like you should be for like being in that position in the first place. Like, so many people like who don't live in LA who like wish they could be like working in the industry, like, and it's just like a dream to them. Like, I think it's very important to keep that in mind, because like, there a lot of times like people like forget that like it is like such a magical thing and like such a like a great fun job. And like, what other jobs can you like sit around and like text on your phone all day? Like, I always think
that's
about, like,
true.
Everybody's on their phone on set, like all the time, just like on Instagram or like doing whatever. I don't, watching YouTube, and like no other job you could like do that. You could just like chill for a minute and just be like, right. I'm gonna like just text my friends, you know.
Especially doing background stuff, people are always working on other things.
Yeah.
So it's nice. You're there 12-hour days, but you're also working on, you know, if you're still in school, you have your schoolwork, mm-hmm. or you're your website, your online presence, whatever actors are doing that day to keep themselves in the industry.
Yes. Yeah. So there's very nice parts of it. So it's like important not to like get used to it and be like, oh, this sucks. Cause a lot of people do. And a lot of people are pretty negative on set sometimes. But yeah, I think it's also like your job to remind them that like we're very lucky. And I do that when I'm on set and like people are complaining. I'm like, yeah, but like there's Crafty right there and you can just like go get a donut.
It'll be better.
What other job is there? Just like food, good food, like all around all the time. You can just like
so much snack. Food.
Yeah. which like that was like when I first started working, I was like, what? Like they feed you? I was so excited. And the food's like for lunch, like the food's like usually pretty good. So
usually, yeah.
Yeah.
So you are in the union now, right?
Yeah. After Ouija, I got Taft Hartley'd in like right away. And I was like, I was a must join. So I joined right after that.
Okay, so because of that role, you had to join.
I had to join. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I haven't, like, I really only had two jobs where I was non-union. I got really lucky.
I mean, that's, you know, right place, right time, and you asked for what you needed.
Yeah.
That's kind of the key to that.
Yes, ask, for sure. A lot of people that I've worked with really, like, wanted a part or something, and they were like, no, like I'll get in trouble if I ask, or like they'll fire me if I ask or something. That doesn't, like, people are nice. That doesn't really happen. You don't, like,
as long as you're not pushy about it, yeah, or like don't, demanding,
don't be pushy. Like, don't like be like, here's my headshot. That's annoying. But if you're just like kind and like, you're just like, hey, like, I'm actually like really interested in acting. I think I'd really be good for like a part. Like if there's a part that you see that you'd be good for, like you can ask. And it might take time, but like eventually, like usually like they'll give it to you. I've had a lot of friends like who are stand-ins, and they also act because like they're on set all the time. They ask. And like usually the director or like the producer will find a part for them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. But it's good to know that it does work.
Yes. Only to the people who are nice though and ask. A lot of people don't ask.
Right.
Yeah. So asking is very important.
So what's next in your process?
Oh gosh.
Are you going to be looking for an agent, or I don't know, what's your goal in that?
Yeah. Regard? Yeah. I mean, I should be looking for an agent. so that is on the list for sure. I've always had like, I don't know, for me personally, like I've always had so much trouble finding an agent, and like I had one. And he was awful. And I just like ended up being like, I don't like, I was getting more work like just from myself. And then I would have to give him like a percentage. And I was like, this isn't worth it to me. Like, you're not doing anything and you're just kind of like, you know, writing off me. So I dropped him, and then I just like didn't. It's hard for me to get one, surprisingly. Like, I don't know. I need help with that. Finding an agent is hard.
It is hard. I'm in the same boat. I don't have an agent either.
Okay.
So, and that's one of the reasons I ask, because I'm always curious how other people are doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't have one either.
Okay.
So I feel you.
Yeah. I don't really know. Like, I'm still in that boat. And like, I've had I've had other pretty high up there actors like refer me. And like sometimes like that doesn't even work. Like they're just like, we're full, or like, nah. So like, yeah. A lot of times like I feel like you need referrals though. And some people are like, no.
Right. So when you If you get a referral, the agent will always look at you, at least look at your stuff. But if you're blindly sending in your materials, they may look, but they may not.
Right.
Like I worked, when I worked at a, I interned at a casting office and we just threw out hundreds of headshots because people just send them in. And I mean, it's sad, but he would every, like, so I would go in every Thursday and every Thursday he would keep like two or three headshots. I have no idea why. Like, I don't know his thought process, but maybe you're going to be one of those two or three. So you can't not, as actors as a whole, you can't not submit yourself because you could be that one or two of the people that he chooses, but it's just rough. It's a rough terrain.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. And I like, I used to send like emails all the time, like blind emails, just like being like, hey, like, here's all the stuff that I've done. And I sent so many and like, it just got like so tiring and I was like, eh, like,
I mean, it'll happen.
Yeah, I'm definitely like ready to start looking again. But yeah, so far, like no luck.
Right. If anyone was interested in getting into stunt work, what would your advice be?
Well, it's very important to have a athletic background. Like if you can't, if you don't, if you're not coordinated, like don't even think about it. Like I said, like I used to be a gymnast and I still do it a little bit. And that is like super helpful because I know how to fall. Like I know my body very well. So be athletic, first of all. Second, I would say like it's, you can make a stunt reel. And that can even like, that can like be like at the gym. And they have like in LA, I think everywhere they have them, but like at least in LA, there's like Tempest and Jam and you can, they have open gym and you can like go and like practice parkour, or, like gymnastics or like fighting. So like you can make a reel of like you like doing fight, you know, like learn how to fight and like do some fight sequences. If you can like martial arts, like do that. If you can tumble, like that's good to put on the reel. And then like parkour, like that's good. But you can, or like even if you like skateboard or anything like that, like any of your like athletic talents, like anything, like if you dive, if you ice skate, anything you can think of, surf, snowboard, like just get a compilation of like everything that you can do, make a little reel. And then like you know, can just, you can find like stunt coordinators on Facebook or like IMDb and like email them. I would say that. And then if you do work on set already and you're like, you know, I don't know, doing anything on set, like even background work, go up to the stunt coordinators or other stunt people and just ask. Ask them like what you can do, ask them like, or tell them like you do all of this stuff and you're interested in getting into stunts and like they could help you. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even that's actually a really just smart idea either way, like with the stunt reel, because if you have any type of athleticism, you should be recording it anyway.
I
recently did an audition where I would have a stunt double, so I didn't have to do full stunts, but they wanted to make sure that I had some type of coordination. Then COVID hit. I never ended up getting to go back in to show them, but I keep thinking like, oh, before all of this, I should have gone to those open gyms and just shown them what I have, even if it's not much, or at least have it recorded. So that is, we should always be prepared for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to do stunts, it's just smart to have.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And then too, if like somebody asks you and you don't have it, like I always say like, be ready for an opportunity at any time. And like, you know, if that opportunity comes and you're not ready, like that's on you. So it's like, it's very, and you never know what could happen. Like anything can happen at any point. So it's very important to like have your shit together.
I met with a manager. It was like through when I was still in school, we had like a little manager seminar, and One of the things she said, so as soon as anyone would email her that she had any interest in at all, mm-hmm. she'd email back and say, okay, great. Here's sides. Give them to me within 24 hours. Because she wants to see if you're ready
yeah.
to be able to do those auditions. Yeah. Or she would say, okay, well, send me all of your skills reels. And if you don't have any, you can't really make a skills reel or with of any, you know, value
yeah.
within 12 hours or whatever. So it is really important just to have all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, don't lie.
yes.
Do not lie, because you'll put yourself in a hole if you do that. Because if you say you can do something and you can't do it, like, that's bad.
That's when you're like blacklisted,
yeah.
or you like brownlisted. You could come back, but
yeah,
it'll be difficult.
Yeah, there's.
It reminds me of the Friends episode. Did you watch Friends at all?
Yeah, yeah.
Where Joey, he says he's a professional dancer, and then he goes in for the audition. They tell him to take over, and he can't even spin around.
That's so funny. I haven't seen that one.
But so good.
Yeah, that's a very real thing. And there's like horror stories like around the stunt community of like stunt people who have been like, oh yeah, I can swim, and then they don't know how to swim. And then they get on
set. Well, if that would have been you, they would have drowned.
Right. And it makes you look bad. Like, oh gosh, like it makes the stunt coordinator look bad. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of people look bad. And like you like ruined the whole day. And that's a lot of money. And that's a lot of people
that's true.
Let down.
Yeah, because they still have to pay everybody else around you. And now they fully lost a day. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. So don't do that. People do
right,
not
tell
like
the
that.
Truth.
People like that. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you kind of want to get off your chest for the listeners? I don't know if there's anything you didn't get a chance to say.
Sorry, I just like rambled so much.
Was no, that that's okay? That's okay. What I like.
Okay.
It makes it easier.
Okay.
Like a nice conversation is better than
okay, cool.
Like question and answer session, you know?
No, I mean, I would just say main takeaway is anything could happen. Be hopeful. Keep going. And like, don't be afraid to like put yourself out there.
Love that. Yeah. Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad you guys were able to tune into episode 4. I hope you learned a lot and feel as motivated as I do to get myself to a gym. And I hope you have a little bit more confidence to ask for what you want now. As always, please rate, review, subscribe. It really, really helps build this family and this community. I included everything we talked about in this episode, including ways to connect with Sierra in the show notes below. You can find her on Instagram at Sierra Hewerman. And I would highly recommend going and checking out her episode of Dynasty that just came out a few weeks ago. I'll post that in the show notes as well. Next time on The Everyday Actor, you'll get to hear from Michael Tesler, who is a producer and a CEO of his own entertainment company, Multihouse Entertainment. So make sure to tune in June 8th to learn more. Our theme music is brought to you by the lovely Alyssa. To hear more, I have linked her Spotify in the show notes below. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next time.